Welcome to the Fast Media Podcast, the very first of its kind. You've just been listening to the very first opening scene of Sonic Unleashed, and before that, we had a bit of Sonic Rush in there as well. So yes, it's the very first podcast. Hello to all our listeners. You were listening a bit later. Today, with me, I have some of the very important people, part of Fast Media, past, present, and future indeed. With me, I have Adam Manic VJ with me.
Hello.
Hello. We also have guru of PHP and my PHP hag, I tend to call him, Simon Forever Sonic.
Yeah.
And we also have with us the master of the FTP hub for all of our downloads and all of the music, in fact, you'll be hearing throughout this podcast. We have Chris with us as well. Dark Fox, that's his name. Fox Tales. You change your name so much.
Yeah, I'm here.
Anyway, you have us four to accompany you for the next hour or so, along with a ramble. And yes, we'll be talking about things all Sega and Sonic-like as well, in particular. Now, for those who aren't aware, Fastweb Media, www.fastwebmedia.net, we've been around since 2003, and very early on in the Sonic community as well. So, as such, we know the good, we know what's been going on, and likewise, of course, we have all the downloads to accompany, because that's what we're all about, media, in essence, music and video. So, like we say, if you want to download anything that you've heard music-wise, Sega or Sonic music, any videos, go to the website, and you'll find it all there. Anyway, I thought that we should start off today with a bit of chat about Sonic Unleashed, as that's what we've been chatting about. Now, I haven't actually got around to putting a review on the website yet, because I'm a bit of a lazy bugger, but it will get on there eventually, because I've got a lot to say about it, but that will be accompanied by what I'm about to say now. Now, Sonic Unleashed, for me, was probably one of the best efforts in the Sonic franchise in recent years, per se. Anything better than, say, Shadow, Sonic 06, undoubtedly, and those sorts of things, really. And above all, I think, if anything, it's just the Sonic level set that impressed me much. I don't tend to play the Warthog levels much, don't get me wrong, gameplay's fun, but it's not Sonic, and that's not why I buy a Sonic game, you know? So, if utterly anything, the Hedgehog engine, which has been utilised in this area, should be used in future incarnations of games. But I'd like to hear what everyone else has to say about Sonic Unleashed, because we've got a few people here, and a bit of diverse areas of comments, so I don't know, what does everyone else think of Sonic Unleashed?
Well, if I was to go first there, I'd like to say that if anyone is put off by the fact that there is the Warthog parts in the game, please hire it or get it just to have a go at the day scenes. Like Fastfit was saying before, the day scenes like with the Hedgehog engine are very, like, great fun to play, and they do remind you of the 2D games a lot, and it's probably one of the first games to actually do that for me in the past 4 or 5 years that Sonic games have been coming out. So that's one thing I've been very, very impressed about as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the 2D sections, I mean, I compared it to, say, you get Geometry Wars on the Xbox, if anyone's played it, and that's a highly 2D game. It looks, it's got a lot of eye candy to it, but it's very simple gameplay at the end of the day, really, and that's perhaps where it needs to go.
Which is exactly like the 2D games, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But what people say to me is, oh, it's 2D, that's like regression. It's like, is it? We're not going backwards with the series here. We're taking the best out of what it used to be and just putting it in today's era and getting on with it. So
that's what meant.
But nice addition, yeah. Nice additions would be, say, adding it to Unleashed. Yeah, I mean, like, someone said this to me the other day on TSZ News, which is our news source, effectively. They were just saying that a few improvements that could be made in Sonic Unleashed would be to, say, have just the Sonic areas, the day levels. Just have no boost, because it's a little bit too fast, and it's not as fast enough as it needs to. Have the spin dash in, because that's just a quality auto element of Sonic, but I was just thinking, why isn't that there? And have more characters playing in, like Tails and Knuckles. Like we were actually talking earlier, having Tails in it would be quite interesting as well. How would he even keep up?
Having him running along behind would be very reminiscent of the old days. I think it would bring up a lot of memories for the old Sonic fans.
Indeed. Because even in Sonic 2, I remember him like trying to keep up, and it's just like, oh, where's he going? He's up on screen again. Here, Tails, here's a Red Bull. Have this. It gives you wings. I don't need wings. I'll just fly. So, I don't know. People at Sega can work it out somehow, so, yes. Konnichiwa, and get on with it.
I'm pretty sure they'll keep using, or even it maybe even picks up the Hedgehog engine even more for the next game. I'm a bit excited for the next one. I'm wondering what it's going to be about.
Absolutely. It's a step in the right direction, but they just need to make sure it goes in the right area. In fact, right now, Sonic team in Japan are actually only accepting, oddly enough, in Japan, just some entries and a little, you know, a comments box, just suggestions for the series, what they can do. And I don't know why they've done it just to Japan, because, if anything, they should know that the large community base for Sonic is in, well, more or less UK and actually America. That's where a lot of us are. Obviously, there's a lot of people across the world who do indulge in Sonic as well. But Japan, I mean, it's difficult because of the language barrier, but we don't seem to see a lot of Japanese people coming about or even coming across. And, you know, I mean, Japanese people do know English as well. It's just
it's kind of familiar.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
It is hard to tell from the other side of the fence who's where and what the sort of fan base is like over there. Probably not anything near as good as it was, but like I say, it's hard for us to even tell because we haven't even been in Japan or know what it's like there. But, yeah, a bit odd they've done that, but it's good to see that they're actually taking some suggestions rather than going, this will be brilliant, let's give Shadow a gun. No, what are you doing?
Well, hopefully, from one you can't just take suggestions from one country. I mean, that's a... I don't know. I'd like them to come to each country or even just make give everyone a bit of an opinion with it all, even though there is a language barrier there.
Yeah. It's very bizarre, but as it's been working away... anyway, let's put it to the vote. Let's put a bit of music on. What do you guys think we should have on? And anything Sega or Sonic, of course, we're not restricted to Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming the rest of you guys are awake, or just not going fetal in the corner there, like, hey, we're doing a podcast.
You got in the,
we are alive.
You got in the, Sonic Races, was that Sonic R there, man? Any Sonic R music?
Sonic R. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I just can't find it.
Any track from them, and it'd be great.
Have you got any live ones that they did at Summer Sonic?
That's an interesting one. Not to hand, I don't think, but 3-2 seconds. Because at the moment I've got all my videos from Sonic Summer of Sonic, but I'm just thinking how it will come across. Biddly boo, biddly boo. No, I don't think we're going to be able to do that tonight. It's a bit of a shame, but yes, Summer of Sonic stuff will be coming on the site soon, music and video. If I do play it, it will go higgly piggly, and you'll hear us eating crisps or something diabolical in the background. Let me just find some Sonic R. But Richard Jacks, lovely book. Sound as a dollar pound. I was actually managing the stage at Summer Sonic, and just a bit like, oh, Richard Jacks is over there. He's walking over to me. I was just like, alright, hey, how are you doing? Right, shook his hand. Right, okay. You do your thing, because clearly I'm going to get in the way if I do anything. So... And he had his sound man there as well, so I was like, yeah, you just go for it. let's put, let's say, Living in the City, maybe?
Yeah, nice, that's perfect. Yeah, yep.
That's fine.
Right, we're going to put some Sonic R now, Living in the City. You're listening to the Fast Food Media Podcast. And welcome back to the Faster Media Podcast. I thought we'd come back because we had a couple of rubbishy Sonic 3 and Knuckles remix tracks. God knows why they were made. Although, that was for the PC version. Anyway, we've been having a little bit of a mingly chat about Summer of Sonic. Now, for those of you who aren't inclined for Summer of Sonic, or aren't well indexed with it, too much broader language here. Anyway, Summer of Sonic began in 2006 when Sven Drednux Jocelyn came up with the idea of forming one big event for the community sort of to collaborate and, you know, celebrate Sonic, if anything, really. In 2006, it was just essentially a website with a big sort of contribution put together there, and I think RNSX Sonic TV formed a small part of that. Then, last year, in 2008, it was decided that we'd have, for the first time ever, the world's first Sonic the Hedgehog convention, which was held in the Dragon's Hall Trust in Covent Garden, London. That was a fantastic event, basically, as me and Simon were there helping to organise and run things. And it's due back again this year as well, in August 29th, I'm pretty sure. If not, go to www.summerofsonic.com, and I'm pretty sure that would check it out. If not, head to www.sonicstadium.org, because their servers are a little bit here and there at the moment. But you can find out about it there. If you're in the UK, then you'll be able to attend it as well, if you're able to do so, or if you're under 16, or I think it is, you might need a parent or guardian to come with you, but as we say, the more the merrier. But anyway, back to 2008, last year, Summer of Sonic. Essentially, Simon was helping out around the crowd a bit more, really. It wasn't majorly involved. You were there to sort of indulge a bit more in just the whole thing, really. But I was helping involve everything on the stage, and everything there at Summer of Sonic ranged from, you know, a little dedicated comic area to draw things, to Sonic and the Secret Rings was on display, along with Sonic Rush Adventure, or Sonic... No, Sonic Chronicles was there. Yes, that was awesome. And, of course, we had a stage area, which we had a live quiz, which went on for about half an hour, and we had the famous Mr. Richard Jakes, TJ Davis, and Lee Brotherton, Bentley Jones, which one you want to pick, go for it. But they all performed there, and that was absolutely fantastic. I was even speaking with TJ Davis outside afterwards, and she just said how much she loved doing this sort of thing. I have no idea if she's paid for it or not, but came along to do it, and she said it was just so much fun to do. Likewise, I suspect Lee Brotherton and Richard Jakes were absolutely the same about that as well. They were just absolutely fantastic. More on those videos will be online soon, once I get a time to put them online. But what were your general thoughts on Summer of Sonic, Simon?
I thought it was excellent. I say it was a good idea to sort of get everyone together. There was no again, there's no arguments between sort of this and that and doing this. We're all there to sort of celebrate all the goodness that there was in the Sonic games and Sonic media, and it was just an unbelievable event.
How many actually turned up in the end? Was there a lot of people there?
I think we had the room booked for about no more, was it either 200 or 300, and we were turning people away.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's lucky we got a backstage pass then.
Sorry.
Yes, excuse me, I need to get in, I'm DJing. Just sort of how it turned out. But everyone there, everyone had a fantastic time. On top of that as well, everyone got a nice little Sega goodie bag. In fact, I was so tempted just to steal a few extra goodie bags just for the fact of having a Sega carrier bag. It looks so tempting. But on top of that, everyone got a Sega pen. What else is in that goodie bag? A few other bits and pieces as well.
I won a couple of times on the Spin Bowler. Yeah. I got things like Sonic posters. I got Sega Superstars Tennis on the Xbox and the DS. Sonic Rush on the DS.
Yeah, there was a DS up for grabs during the quiz.
Keyrings, T-shirts.
Stuff. It's right. Worth going. So, yeah, just to reference, the DS was something you had to win, not to say, oh, there's a DS in each carrier bag, by the way.
No, it's not.
Ooh, fantastic. Yes. I don't think us or Sega can afford to give away a DS there. God knows how many people. So yes, we're looking forward to once again enjoying another Summer Sonic. And from what we've been told from the organisers, which principally is Sonic Stadium and Sonic Rex at this point, is that it's going to be bigger and better. Now I hope so, because I was organising that stage last year and it was good. It was a sort of temporary stage, but end of the day people were sort of climbing all over it like a sort of small child's climbing frame, which bit annoying during the day, because I was just like, come on, move along, come on. So yes, bigger stage, I wouldn't say security, but I don't know, maybe some barriers or something. We need to keep the fans just climbing on the stage. Oh my god, it's Richard Jerks!
That's right.
It was almost like that a little bit.
Yes, a lot of people got things signed as well.
Yeah, a lot of signing going on as well. It's absolutely fantastic. So, yeah. I do apologise, everyone, once again, because, admittedly, it's been quite a while since Summer Sonic last year, and as one of the bigger media sites in the Sonic community, I did get a lot of footage that day, a lot to go through, but it will be ending up on our Sega Sonic TV channel very soon. I like to sort of compare Sega Sonic TV on our website to the YouTube of the Sonic community. It's a bit of an ego booster there, but if you go visit it at www.bastardmedia.net/SegaSonicTV, or one word, you'll see what we're on about. There's a lot of videos in there already, and you can do everything from full of screening the videos to downloading the video in high quality, everything. So much to enjoy there, and probably one of the best sources of Sonic videos, Sega videos, on the net at the moment. But anyway, enough of this shameless self-plugging. I think we should see what's going on right here and now in the present. Not much going on in forums, although there's a nice Summer of Sonic 09 wish list people are going on about there, so get involved in that if you want to see something there. Now, like I say, for our news, we tend to go to TSZ News, which tend to be a good source of Sega and Sonic news in the community. So there are other sources, of course, but they're pretty up to date, have a lot of good information. The funniest thing I've seen up there recently is something called Top Man, Top Hedgehog. Now, Top Man's just a clothes store in the UK and probably is in many other countries in the world, I suspect. But they've actually got a Sonic the Hedgehog t-shirt available, which is a very rare thing, to be honest, really. And it's quite a nice one as well, actually. It's in the old school style Sonic, and it has a nice Japanese writing on there, too. So, in the UK, and, well, I don't even have to be in the UK. If you fancy grabbing that, it's up for grabs. Yeah, very nice t-shirt.
Whoa. If I could just interject here for a second. Everyone probably doesn't know, I'm in Australia here, and I'm looking for donations to go over to the UK for the Summer of Sonic. I'm a bit low on cash at the moment, so yeah.
Donate to the worthy cause.
Yeah, definitely. Get over there, get some good content from it. Yeah.
Yes. Well, get on the forums and tell them about it then. How are they going to donate, of course? That's going to be in your signature the rest of the year now. Just give me money.
Most definitely, yes. What's it?
So yes, much more coming up soon. The other thing I'd like to point out, which is on our news area at the moment, is the Dwelling of Jewels mix on there. I don't know how many of you guys have heard it, but what it is I think they've got a VG mix or VG remix or something like that. And they just do, mainly guitar, but they just do remixes of a video game franchise every month. And last November, they did one of a Sonic the Hedgehog, and there's quite a few interesting tracks and mixes in there, basically. So we've got it up and ready to download, which you can find on our homepage right now. And you can just download all the files there, really. Also, bear in mind, you don't have to register or do anything for our files. Just hop on the website, download yourself, nuts, you know. But it's a good little album. There's even one in there, which is called Sonic's Chili Dog Throwdown, or something like that. And it's just someone buying a Sonic game and it not working and going nuts to a Sonic 1 theme tune. A bit crazy, but I just recommend checking it out. Yeah. Other than that. Yes, but anyway, Summer Sonic 09 is coming along, so I would recommend anyone and everyone who's in the UK or is able to get to the UK at the end of August to do so and come along, because it's a fantastic event to be part of, and it's an event very unique, so do check that out. So yes, I think we'll take a small music break, and I think we're going to have some Sega music, won't we?
Yeah,
aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We're spread across different time zones here. People are falling asleep.
Chris had an idea.
I have an idea.
Yes, I did have some music. Or was it, Sega?
I would have if I could reach the other hard drive. Well, yeah, I had to take it out again, but yeah, I would have had some right now. I mean, all I have is the ADX rips to the Black Knight, but I can't even listen to those because I was supposed to help our host here tag them.
Yeah, we'll have the Black Knight soundtrack up soon, one way or another. We just need to make sure that the track's the right track, because if you play something that's the wrong thing, you'll be like, that's the wrong tune! So, we'll make sure it's working right before we get it online and get angry at us.
Yep.
Well, if there's no suggestions, I'm going to put some Sega music on then.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Fortunately, Sonic R just sped in, so I'm going to have to stop that. In fact, anyway, you're listening to the Fast Media Podcast, and this is the original Magical Sound Shower.
now the crew is through. Death Wish. Let it go.
Welcome back to the Fast Food Media podcast. Yes, we're back.
Nice.
My esteemed colleagues here just going a bit deaf. Well, I can't actually, now you mention it. You can tell we're very good at this podcasting business, can't you? Anyway, yes, what have we been listening to? We've had... Apparently we've got the theme of Sonic the Hedgehog in the background. Sonic 06, not a bad track, not the best, but alright. And a few Sonic & Knuckles collection. I should take those out to play because they sound horrible. And Sonic Extreme, Sonic Spinball, all kinds of stuff. Now, we were just briefly discussing the fact that the current generation of consoles don't tend to have a lot of exclusive titles to them. And let's say if we, for example, look at the Sonic titles, a lot of them... Alright, we've been quite multi-platform in that respect, certainly in respect to Unleashed, but it's been a lot more focused on Nintendo and Wii, certainly when you consider the likes of Mario & Sonic Olympics, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and also a few of the other games like Sonic and the Black Knight and Secret Rings, to name a couple. Which, what were you guys saying about
well,
that?
Well, it's quite funny, I'll mention now that it's quite funny that they were both rivals back in the day as well, which is even more ironic that these days the Sega seem to have teamed up very closely with them.
PSP.
But, yes. But, what we were saying before about the PS3, consoles like that are lacking a lot of exclusive content, and a lot of the... they're dying because of it. Like, I haven't seen many games on the PS3 or Xbox 360 that have been really, exclusive or give you good reason to sort of buy that sort of console.
Example, yes. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Exactly.
That was a nice exclusive, up to the point where it just kind of started randomly glitching on you. Other than that, the game was fun.
The game was fun, it had a lot of promise.
Yeah. Sorry, go
on. Whoa.
Four people going in, it's very cross-wires.
Yeah, I'll stand back, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, alright, the first glitch on Sonic 06 that I came across really is the end of Wave Ocean. You're doing the speed mac run at the end, basically, and I think it's a final spring or something like that. No, when you're jumping off the walls, for some reason, it just throws you off. You miss it completely. And I'm just, how do people miss that in games testing? I actually know one of the guys who actually tests that game, so if he's listening now, sorry about that. But, I just don't know how you miss that sort of thing. If I was game testing, and God willing I will be someday, I wouldn't miss that, you know? And it happens quite frequently in comparison, really. But more to the point, Sonic 06 was rushed out. We know that for a fact, pretty much. And it was just rushed out to get the 360's launch, and then PS3 sort of launch, it got slightly rushed as well, really, so that's why it happened. But it's a shame, because if anything, it epitomizes the name of Sonic the Hedgehog, which is what it was titled as well, really, so, you know... If you're going to have a game that says Sonic the Hedgehog on it, you make sure it's a really good game. And in fact, so much so, the Sonic Unleashed was not rushed this time around because it didn't have to obviously meet any launch deadlines as such. All they did is they go, no, we're not even going to give you a demo, we're not going to do nothing. And they gave a demo like a month or two after the release, or around release, I think, but they just didn't give anything away. So that's a bit more how it should be. But on the other hand, it shouldn't be uncovered by the community in the first place. Bad Sega.
Yeah, that's right, Owen.
Because that's how Unleashed was pointed out in the first place.
This was on their FTP, wasn't it?
Yes, it was something that was very easily accessible that anyone can get onto. About now, though. That came across one of the trailers, like, ooh, that looks interesting. What could that be? Hello, KSSF News.
You can't get any more official than their official FTP, either. Like, it's a pretty good source.
Although I would say, ooh, it was the American FTP of all places. Sega Europe don't tend to miss things like that, and certainly Sega Japan don't. It's a bit like, huh. Anyway, I should do less American bashing now, certainly as one of us is amongst us.
It's okay. I'm not worried. I didn't screw up and leave it on the FTP like that.
See, by all means, our FTP is better than that. See, we don't put crappy stuff on there, it's not meant to be there.
We were saying before as well.
The Black Knight soundtrack would be up.
On the forums, you can actually look at the FTP. What's new? You can request items for the FTP if you feel that something should be on there. They needed a boost to the forums, so get on there and sign up, definitely. So we can ask us questions and stuff like that as well.
Indeed. The thing I'll point out is that up to about a week ago, this is an update on the site, we did require you to actually register on the forums and to be able to download or upload a file, anything like that, for example, which I removed because I don't see the point in it. I think everyone should be free to download as much as they want to, quite frankly. I have not got a problem with that, really. You should sign up if you want to become part of our community, and if anything, part of the Sonic and Sega community, really. So, yeah, community on the site technically is forums, but that will change in the future, so keep an eye on that.
I've seen a lot of sites.
Absolutely right.
Sorry, I've seen a lot of sites that have actually offered the same kind of service. Sign up to the forum, download the file. You have a lot of people on there with one post and don't actually contribute to the actual community as such. They just want to download one file and sign up just for that. So it's probably a good move to offer it for free. Or as such, offer it, yeah, without having to sign up.
Indeed, as well. That's what we've always been good for. Free and anonymous free downloads from our TV service as well. We are the longest running supplier of Sega and Sonic downloads, and absolutely, you know, people who go against us are a shadow of a hedgehog, and they're not media specific, really, they're a bit of everything. So, yeah. Definitely, people aren't aware of it, but there's about 30 gigs of downloads. We've actually just surpassed 60,000 downloads, so quite clearly people know where to get their stuff from. So if you don't know where to get it from, it's there! And also on that note, if you do think we're worthy of getting a slight award, there's something called the Shadow All-Star Awards, which are hosted by Black Hero, which is www.blackhero.org, I believe. Yep, that's it, blackhero.org. Go there. It's actually... I would get full address, but you'll find the Shadow All-Star Awards on there, and there's many websites in there, including Sonic Rex, Emerald Coast, and a few things like that, even Mega Driven, which used to be Sonic Yoda. So a lot of the big sites and small sites did as well, so it'll be interesting to see how people do as well. And much like the SSAs, those awards were designed to have some of the smaller sites, you know, get their way forward, and some of the bigger sites, elite sites, get their name up there as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. Yes. Yes, us, come on, vote for us. But I think we're in for best, biggest media source. Stop the feedback. That's Simon plugging his bloody guitar in or something, isn't it? Hang on a minute, I just got a bit. Down, Green Hill Zone. Anyway. Is Simon even there? He's probably off in the corner of his guitar. Yes, I think he's gone. Yeah. He'll join us soon. Someone give him a slap around the face.
Simon!
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, microphone in the wrong hand.
I'm glad you said hand there. Sound like something else. Yes, coming back to what we were talking about, if you feel like we deserve it, or any other websites are out there on the Shadow All-Star Awards, please vote for us.
It's actually us primarily. it's actually blackherox.org, I think you'll find.
Ah yes, BlackHeroX. Can't forget the X in the web name.
Exactly, so
It's actually finishing next Friday, so you've got about 5 or so days to get your vote in there. It's a final round, so it all counts basically. So if we're back in a week's time, hopefully we'll find out what's happened. If not, we'll give you a rundown of the awards and see what's happened there, really. Definitely something. It's part of the community and definitely informed as always, really. So yes, that's something to have a look at. Now, I think we'll play a couple more tracks and then we'll be going shortly because it's getting on as far as time and podcast goes, so leave it to that. But the next track I'm going to bang on is a bit of Bingo Highway from Sonic Heroes. In fact, no. I'm going to put Bingo Highway in place of some Ollie King. If I can find it quickly.
Can we play an old school track as well, please, Fuzz? Graham.
Hit me.
either Bridge Zone or Scrambled Egg Zone would be great from Sonic 2 or Sonic 1 on the Game Gear.
Jungle Zone on Sonic 1 on the Master System is brilliant.
Oh, exactly. Definitely, yes. Either one of those. I mean, Bridge Zone was a classic, but so was the Jungle. Green Hill Zone even was remixed into that part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese. Not Sonic Boom. The Japanese version's intro. No one's heard that comparison before?
Evidently not.
No, what's...
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
No, yeah. Right. We'll leave it for that before we get even further in. concept of love on Ollie King. Like I say, those of you don't know Ollie King, it was actually an arcade game formed after Jet Set Radio and Jet Set Radio Future. It was more of a skateboarder game, but obviously it held a lot of the graphics and the style of Jet Set Radio as well. And even includes some of the Jet Set Radio tracks remix, which is, in fact, one of them is Concept of Love. So we'll be putting that on next, and that'll be having Bridge Drone on there as well. Anyway, we'll be back shortly, just to finish off the podcast, and yes, we'll be back soon. You're listening to the Fastbit Media Podcast. And welcome back again. So we've just had world-renowned, maybe not world-renowned, but Hideki Nakanuma, The Concept of Love, and Bridge Zone as well, from Sonic 1 on Master System as well.
Classic.
Quality bit there. Mm. And we've got Mr. Jacques in the background now. Anyway, yes, well, as this is a new podcast, we haven't really established time set for doing it so far, really. But hopefully we'll have it weekly, around a weekend. Probably the best thing we could say now, if we figure out a better time to do it all, because at the moment we're speaking to two people from UK, Australia and the United States at the same time. Time zones are a bit of an issue, to say the least, so we do our best to get it all together, but hopefully it'll be us four or five. We'll save the mystery guests for next time, maybe coming in next time, but it'll probably be a mix of us five depending on who's doing what, life from, you know, all that lot. So yes. Yes, any closing thoughts, guys?
We've kind of come into this on a bit of a whim today. I've pretty much just woke up and come into it, so I think next week we'll be a bit more awake and a bit more ready to go with a better show, so.
Yeah, a bit more planned, shall we say.
Yeah,
that's it.
Sounds more like into what should be happening next time.
A little bit more organised. I think Fast Media, the best way of describing us, we're like the Sonic version of Top Gear, ambitious but rubbish. It's probably the best way of describing us.
That's a great analogy, yeah.
Yes, well, for those of you who ever tried Sega Sonic TV Live, you'll know what we're talking about.
Oh, God.
But yeah. That's for another time.
Yes.
Wasn't that bad?
It was an interesting reporter.
Yes. We'll say that, yeah. I mean, I met one person on a website called Games Master Live, and, you know, completely unrelated to Sega or Sonic, and I'm like, oh yeah, I sort of know your Fast Week name. Didn't you used to do a live TV show called Sega Sonic TV? And I was just like, Jesus, how do you know that?
Someone knew that.
And no, it was incredible. It's like, yeah, despite the internet, it's still a small world.
It is. Maybe one day.
One day.
Yes.
Right, well, we must leave you because your ears are probably burning from listening to us for so long now. Mm. So we will leave you with one little last surprise, as I've actually given a bit of time to actually put this together. But we're going to leave you with one last surprise track. If you're not getting more feedback, shut up.
we'll be chucking the times for the next show up on the site, won't we, Fast Food?
We'll get a bit more up to date, and if you check the website, we'll have more confirmed times and information then as well.
Definitely, yeah.
So keep an eye on fastmedia.net, and we'll have all the latest information as what's going on with the site. Hopefully an update to the Shadow All Star Awards and what's happened there, as well as any new downloads.
Alright, see ya.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. We'll see you next week.
Catch you later.
It's a surprise. Bye. A surprise from Summer of Sonic 2008, Richard Jacques playing a Sonic the Hedgehog 1 medley. Goodbye and see you next week!